What if the insults, lies, and pressure you're facing aren't a sign that God has abandoned you, but proof that you're standing for righteousness? In a culture that calls evil good and good evil, Jesus says you are blessed when you're attacked for agreeing with him. Discover how to stop firing back, start blessing those who oppose you, and walk into the public square with a clear conscience and unshakable hope. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. If you have not checked out our websites, I want to encourage you to do so. Our fpiw.org website is all about education and activating you to be involved in the public square, sharing your faith, praying for those who are lost, getting out there and reaching out to your neighbor, and how do we outlove them? Then our FPIW action is stewarding the government, and how do we lead our elected officials to Christ? How do we pray over them? How do we do those things that are fitting and honoring to God to be faithful citizens in our area in Washington State? All right. So we are in a series called Transformed Living, a Romans chapter 12 roadmap. And if you're enjoying this series, subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. And finally, if you are a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us achieve our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. And you are a big part of that goal. So today's question, how can you tangibly bless someone who has hurt or opposed you? So think about that question. How can you tangibly bless someone who has hurt or opposed you? Now, as we get into this today, understand this. This is not going to be easy, nor do I do it perfect each and every time. We're all in process. All right. Chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to the prayers, contributing to the needs of the saints, and practicing hospitality. Now, here we go. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. In the political realm or the government realm, blessing those who persecute you can be very, very difficult, right? So let's take that first part. Bless those who persecute you. Did you know that Jesus talks about blessing those who persecute you? In Matthew chapter 5, it lays it out for us on the Sermon on the Mount. And he says, hey, you're blessed if you do this. If you're blessed if you do this. You're blessed if this happens. You're blessed if you're a peacemaker. And then verse 10, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Are we living in a day and age where people are living for righteousness and they are being persecuted? Are we living in a day and age where the woke ideology somehow attacks the born-again believer for their view that biblical marriage is between one man, one woman for life? Me saying that, there's going to be people not like that. Are we blessed for standing for righteousness that we want to protect our kids or stand for life? Are we blessed when people persecute us for saying that we understand that God is our creator and we can't create ourselves and the plumbing he's given us is the plumbing that we are? You know, you think about these things and those are all righteous stances. It's unrighteous to say I can play God and build myself into what I want to be. I can be my own God. I can recreate myself. Those are unrighteous. Blessed are you when people persecute you for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. God ties in standing for righteousness and how we will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now, I understand as soon as I say that, people are like, oh, he just fell into works theology. And the answer is no. We are saved by faith through grace. It's not a work of ourselves. It's only by the mercy of God that we are saved. Yet, Jesus says very clearly, persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So remember, we have to have an eternal perspective when persecution comes, when we are standing for righteousness. Now, some might say, what's righteousness? It's the right things of the word of God. We call evil, evil, and good, good. Period. We agree with God, not with our culture, not with our last cycle babble that we have coming out of our mouths, but we truly agree with what Almighty God says about us. Blessed are you when people insult you. Have you been insulted before? Persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me or Jesus. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. So as we go through this time and this season in our culture where persecution's coming, let's not forget the words of Jesus that when they insult us, say false things about us, we don't have to get defensive. Of course, we can state the truth, but not in a defensiveness. Who can bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. We can stand there knowing that God is with us and our conscience is clear. So it says, blessed are those who persecute you and bless and do not curse. Not cursing can be very difficult to do at times if you think about it, because it's very easy, maybe not to use the wrong words, but in our hearts to curse someone in our heart. And we got to be very, very careful about that. First Peter says it this way. To sum up, all of you to be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit. That was verse 8. Not returning evil for evil. So the gotcha moments or the get back moments or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for this very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. And this is out of the box thinking, especially in the government political realm. We don't return insult for insult or evil for evil, but we give a blessing instead. Now, a blessing is not a lie. I'm not saying that you lie so that the persecution or the insult goes away. We speak the truth. We say that's false. And then in our heart's attitude, we pray for their salvation. We pray for them to draw close to God. We pray for their renewal of the spirit. We pray if they're backslidden. We love them because God loves them. The one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, look at that, suffering for the sake of righteousness. We shouldn't suffer because for the sake of unrighteousness, or we shouldn't suffer for the sake of that we want certain things, ideologies upheld. We should suffer because we agree with God and we're aligned with God and we stand on the principles of God and we will endure suffering. He says, for the sake of righteousness, for you are blessed, and do not fear their intimidation. We may be tried to be intimidated at times, and do not tremble, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. But set apart, sanctify Christ as Lord of your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. So this is one of the things. Sometimes when persecution and suffering comes, people see your steadfastness, and you say, it's not me. It's Jesus inside of me. Yet with gentleness and reverence and keep a good conscience so that in the things in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. For it is better if God should will it so that you suffer for doing what is right rather than for doing what is wrong. And that's the key, suffering for doing what is right. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go into the public square today, we do pray that as persecutions and sufferings and insults come, we pray that God, you would go before us in all things, that you would surround us in all things, God, that our identity would be in you and not in the insult, that our identity would rest upon Jesus Christ, and that you would go before us and surround us and make a way, God, that we would stand for righteousness today in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard